Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater.
Hello, this is the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast. And you might have noticed it's not Vex King. My name's Tony Wrighton. And Vex has kindly let me host today's Good Vibes, Good Life podcast. So cheers, Vex. And, well, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a Sky Sports presenter here in the UK. And I also host my own podcast called Zestology. I'm a neuro-linguistic programming master practitioner and trainer. And today, if there was something you could do right now that was proven to improve your creativity, make you feel more relaxed and chilled, enjoy the moment more, and loads of other good stuff, would you do it? Well, that's what we're going to go into the next few minutes. It's based on the NLP skill of modeling, which I've been learning and training other people for years alongside my work at Sky as well. And my example is actually to do with Sky, because modeling is picking someone that does something well, picking a behavior that is done well and working out exactly how it's done. So you might pick someone else, you might look at your own behaviors, and you kind of cherry pick the good stuff and apply it to your own life. My example came a few years ago. I worked for years in local radio in Manchester, Leeds and Dublin. And I had an agent, and I said to my agent, I really love Sky Sports, and I especially love Sky Sports News. So if a screen test ever comes up at Sky Sports News, will you let me know? Because I'd love to do it. I forgot all about it. And 18 months later, he rang me and said, I've got you a screen test at Sky Sports News. So I used the NLP skill of modeling because I wasn't a TV presenter at the time, but I really wanted the job. So I picked the TV presenter on Sky Sports News that I liked the most. Dan Lobb was his name. And I studied everything about him. I studied the way that he dressed, the way he presented serious stories, the way he cracked jokes every once in a while. Now, it's very important this. I wasn't copying him or looking to copy him, but I was someone who didn't have a clue how to be a presenter on Sky Sports, and I was watching someone who was very, very good at it. I was basically taking the best stuff. So it got to the day of the screen test, and I turned up, and having been so excited about the screen test, I turned up and I realized that there were a lot of other people that had been invited on the same day, about 60 of us. Somehow, though, I did manage to get the job, and I do credit the modelling, working out what works, as being quite a significant factor in me getting this job. And now I still work here 10 years later. And you can use this particular technique to model your own good behaviour, the things that work for you. So you can model other people. I picked Dan Lobb. But you can also work out what works for you. And something that I've found has been really important for me is unplugging from technology, doing less. We have more to distract us than ever before. It can be hard to put down the phone or switch off the laptop and the constant little dopamine hits that we receive from notifications and likes and emails and more start to have quite a negative effect on our lives. Basically, our brains are all over the place. Technology over the last few years has exploded. This technique might help you get back into the moment because your brain doesn't relax when you're on your emails or Facebook or WhatsApp. You're engaged in what I would say is high beta level brainwave activity, and your peripheral awareness and your unconscious mind and your ability to be in the moment is virtually shut off. And that is why you feel so frazzled after a lengthy tech session. And why you feel so chill when you've put the phone away for a while and you've been hanging out with friends or cooking good food or being on holiday or doing whatever it is that you do. Because let's face it, most of the best things in life don't involve screens. The long-term effects of stress affect your health as well. And I do think that's significant with screens. Why does this link in to modelling? Well, 3 years ago, I started switching off my phone and unplugging for 2 hours a day. And I started to track my energy levels. Got a bit of a confession coming up. I'm a bit of a geek and I used a spreadsheet to do it. You don't have to, but you might want to use a spreadsheet if you want to. I wanted to work out whether it actually worked or not. So for 2 hours every day, I would switch off my phone, my computer and my TV. Now, you can create your own rules with this. You might not want to do that. You might want to do it for half an hour or 10 minutes, or you might want to switch this podcast off and listen to something else. My rule was that I was still allowed to use the screens, but they had to be in airplane mode. Because for me, the thing that's really distracting, the thing that really sends my brain haywire, is when I'm getting messages while I'm trying to relax. If I'm trying to read a book and I'm getting WhatsApp messages at the same time, I'm not relaxing and I'm not going to ignore those messages. So airplane mode it is. Where in your day can you switch off for 2 hours and unplug? And how can you track to see if this works? Because you want to model your most effective behavior, right? That's why I'm a spreadsheet geek. Because when I do things like this, I want to know if it works or not. I want to know my most effective behaviors and do them more. And I want to pick other people who are good at stuff and learn from them as well. When you start to unplug for 2 hours a day, if you track your energy levels like I did, you might be surprised at how much they improve. I was actually amazed. The more that I unplug and switch off and put into airplane mode during the day, the more energy I have. It's as simple as that. I've been doing this for a few years now and I can look at the results and I can tell when I don't switch off technology at all during the day, I don't have that much energy. But when I switch off a lot, I've got loads and I'm more creative and I'm more relaxed and I'm more chilled and I enjoy the moment more and all the other good stuff as well. So it's putting everything into airplane mode for a couple of times a day, but then modeling your own good behavior to see if it works. You might want to use a spreadsheet or you might write it down on a piece of paper. But after 10 days of doing that, track your energy levels and see if they've gone up a bit. If they have, you know it's worked. If they haven't, you know you should be using screens more. But I'm willing to guess that they probably will. So to recap, this modeling skill is you can take other people. You might pick someone in the public eye. You might pick Vex. You might pick someone that you know. And you don't copy them, but you work out what they do best that you could apply to your own personality. You can model other people. You can also model yourself. You can pick some behaviors, some things that you might change, and then give yourself a score out of 10. How much energy did I have when I switched off my phone for 2 hours? How much more creativity do I have when I have 3 Weetabix rather than 2? You can model anything in your life or in other people's lives and work out what am I doing when I'm at my best? Because if you can work that out, then you can do more of it. Thank you to Vex for letting me kindly host today's Good Vibes, Good Life podcast. Really appreciate it. My podcast is Zestology if you're interested, and have a great day.
I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.